back, we're going to talk with Darren Earn. He's the president of Grants International. Bottom line is, if you own a company and maybe you hire your kids or your wife or you know, the wife's hiring the husband, whatever it is, and you're paying employment insurance, you might be overpaying. In fact, maybe you shouldn't be paying at all. We'll talk about how to recover some of that money when we come back right after the break, plus a little bit of Amy coming up, so stay with us. I'm going to change gears for a second here, and it's an important subject. I'm pleased to welcome with me Darrell Earn. He's president of Grants International. Darrell, anytime I overpay to the government, I want to know a little bit more about it. So why don't you start by introducing us to what we're talking about?
Okay, what we're talking about today is employment insurance and whether or not everybody has to pay. And in this case, if you work for your family, the law states that insurable employment does not include related people. What's important to note was that this law changed in 1991, so it's relatively recent, but if you haven't really looked at your particular business since 1991, there's a very good chance that you are overpaying your employment insurance deductions on anybody who's considered related to the owner of the company.
So are we talking like step-parents? Obviously a mom and a dad would be, or if it's a woman and it's her husband, or you know, if it's the wife, the husband, it's the other way around. Step-children, grandparents are all included?
The law defines related as per the Income Tax Act, and it says that, in a nutshell, it's children, spouses, parents, and siblings. So what we're talking about is mainly your sons and daughters, including the in-laws, the stepchildren, and the grandchildren, wives and husbands, including common laws that file their tax returns together, mothers and fathers, including in-laws, step-parents, and grandparents, and brothers and sisters, including your brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws, as well as your step-brothers and step-sisters. The law says anybody related by blood, marriage, or adoption, and it's defined mainly as children, spouses, parents, and siblings. And these people just have to be related to the owner of the company. They do not have to own any part of that company.
Mm-hmm.
They are automatically excluded until the government says that they can collect. They remain excluded, yet if you continue to pay the premiums on these people, the government will accept your money, and on top of that, they have a deadline that says if you don't discover that you've made an overpayment within 3 years, they get to keep that money regardless of whether you've paid it properly or not.
So you can go back 3 years. So what kind of money are we talking about, say, in a normal employment situation?
Okay, the maximum insurable earnings is based on a person who earns income of $40,000 per year. If you are working in that company in the year 2001 for your parents, for your brother, for your sister, for your family, and you've been deducting employment insurance all of those years, you could be looking at a retroactive refund of as much as $8,000 back into your pocket, back into your family's business pocket, because the company is paying 1.4 times what the individual is paying. And that $8,000 is broken down to roughly $2,000 per year. Now, I say we can go back 3 years, but if we file before December the 31st, we can also get the current year, which is a four-year money that you've already paid out. So that's $8,000 going backwards per family member. So you can envision this. If you have your spouse working for you, and say you one of your brothers and your child working for you, and you're paying each of them $40,000 a year, you could be looking at a retroactive backwards refund into your family's pocket of close to $24,000. But more importantly, if we can get the documentation, this is where it's tricky, we have to get it documented in writing from the government. They're not just going to send you a check back because you heard this show. There's a whole lot of work that has to happen between now and then, and we have to do this before December the 31st. But if we can get it documented in writing, the future savings are where the big money is.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have to deduct and pay premiums for, say, the next 15 years, you could be looking at as much as, this is per person, $40,000 of not having to deduct and pay those premiums.
Let me ask you
about $120,000.
Oh, sorry. Let me ask you a bit about Grants International. I'm just wondering, how did you get into that? I'm just wondering, does somebody you know get beaten up by this?
Well, I've been, studying. I've been around since 1991, doing different types of tax recoveries, grants, subsidies. And what we specialize in is focusing in on areas of business. You know, I've run lots of different little businesses, and when you get focused in on your own business, it's so hard to keep track of these things, and they keep changing.
It's a nightmare.
I started an entire business of just trying to find areas in the government or even sometimes in private sectors where people are overpaying for stuff. they just don't have the time, and it's not worth their while to do it for themselves just the one time. So I would streamline these processes and find areas where people, you know, we can find the paperwork and fill it out and take care of it for them. And since the day I started this business back in 1991, that's over 13 years, we've had the same company policy. We only charge a percentage of the savings, and if you don't save, you don't pay. So there's never any risk in doing business with us, because we don't charge you one penny until you actually have the money in your hands. So there's no risk, you have nothing to lose, and in this particular topic, when you're related to the owner of the company or you employ your family, you are presently in your worst-case scenario. You're deducting and paying employment insurance, and your family members may not be eligible to even collect. And that could go on for the rest of their working career. And until the day that they actually walk into the employment insurance office and get denied, they're not going to know this, and the government's going to continue to add to that $46 billion EI surplus. And it's a big portion of it is coming from, in my estimations, there's roughly 500,000 people in this country that are related to the owner of the company, and they're working for their family right now, and they're deducting and paying into this, adding up to over $1 billion of overpayments every single year.
If someone, if someone contacts you, Darren, how long does the process take? I'm just talking about to getting to the filing stage. You can't control what the government does with it, but I'm saying so you can get your claim in.
The entire process that we require of your time is in total 1 hour. Now, that's over time, of course, because, as you said, you know, we can't control when the government actually gets to it. But in order to get this actual application in before December the 31st, all we need is 15 minutes of your time. In 15 minutes, what we're going to do with you is we're going to review whether or not you actually qualify. Actually, that's going to take just a couple of minutes. Once we know that you actually fit the conditions, we need to get you some information so you understand and we can educate you on why this is something that you need to do and, of course, the reasons for doing it before December the 31st. But in 15 minutes, all you're going to have to do is to gather the Revenue Canada numbers, I guess the CCRA numbers, sure, and the social insurance numbers of the people that we're talking about, define the relationship, get that information to us. We're going to prepare an application. We're going to fax it back to you. All you got to do is sign it. You get that back to us, and we're into the government, and we've protected your rights for that money for the year 2001. So that's what's essential.
How do they get a hold of you?
You can give us a call. It's a toll-free number at 1-888-999-2221. It's a toll-free call, 1-888-999-2221. And we're going to send you this free employment insurance refund package for family business. And in this package, it's going to contain all the things that you need to get started, including how much you can save, who is eligible, all sorts of frequently asked questions, the consulting services agreements and stuff that you need in order to get us the information and prepare that so that we can get it into the government before the deadline. If you don't want to give us a call or give us any information right now, you just want to learn a little bit more, you can also go to grantsinternational.com, and all of the information is there, including what comes with this package, the free DVD. The video actually streams right off of the website, and you can watch while seven of my existing clients, where we've done this work, they're telling their stories. They let me follow them around with a camera, and we videotape. And you know, all of the things that you're thinking as you're sitting there listening to this, you know, they're explaining they had the same feelings. You know, shocked, been paying for 20 years, didn't know that they weren't eligible, nobody ever told them, how come their accountant didn't know about this? Like, all of those things are discussed in that video. We can either mail it to you here, or you can watch it off the web.
That's www.grants, with an S, grantsinternational.com. Darren Earn, President, thank you for taking the time.
Thanks a lot. Have yourself a great evening.
Going to take a break. We'll come back.